This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Tyler Donaldson, along with Randy Conan and Jamie Dickerman. President Trump told reporters at the White House that he intends to follow through with his threat to slap a 25% tax on imports from Canada and Mexico starting tomorrow, in response to what he called a flow of immigrants and drugs across the country's northern and southern borders. Total Farm Marketing's Brian Doherty says that may not negatively impact the markets right away.
The obvious knee-jerk is that, you know, prices could get defensive in a hurry, and yet it seems like the board, that is the futures contracts, have reflected that the last maybe day and a half, but somewhat dismissive of it as well.
Doherty says right now the market is not showing a lot of concern.
If you didn't know about this coming, and let's say we just never heard of it, you look at the charts, you're really not seeing a reflection of what I'd call concern on the charts. I would have guessed that if the market was overly concerned, it would have been punching lower, quite a bit lower, in fact. That hasn't been the case so far. So maybe the market knows something I don't, or it's in a position here that it's primed to fall apart come next week if tariffs come through. But kind of surprised myself. I thought it would have been more defensive, and it sure looked like that might have been the case on the overnight.
The grain markets softening heading into the weekend. HeartlandInvest.com CTA Gene Grainer says trade wars and South American weather are the big drivers.
We hear that the tariffs will go on. We don't know that for sure, but Saturday morning with the well-perceived tariffs of 25% to Mexico and Canada and 10% to China should likely be applied. And, of course, the negotiating tools to move forward. But our exports, you know, a little softer than what we were hoping for. So that didn't help with the moisture in the wings here now for Buenos Aires.
Grainer says Monday's trade could be volatile.
We come back from next week, and we see those rains finally occurring Tuesday through Thursday. They're talking an inch and a half in some areas. The crop has been reduced, but it'll stabilize it and keep optimum thoughts alive for South America total production. Also, there is some dryness anticipated in the eastern areas of Brazil, eastern Mato Grosso, where they're hoping to get harvest rolling here and get that corn planted down there in the Safrina area, most of it in usually by March 1st. So corn also on the retreat.
Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson says the sole focus of the grain and livestock markets, the tariffs.
You know, it kind of came to a head Thursday night when Trump did an Oval Office announcement saying that he was going to put the tariffs on Mexico and on Canada, 25% broad-based on everything. And that, of course, you know, we started the markets fairly decent, you know, on Thursday night, but it didn't take long for selling to kind of capture the market. Now, it hit the wheat and the corn markets harder, corn primarily the hardest, and then wheat. But soybeans actually are performing fairly well in the face of the idea of tariffs because, you know, our exports to both Canada and Mexico for soybeans are a little less than what we see for wheat or for corn.
The tariff talk is having some impact on the livestock trade.
I think that kind of pressured the market early on. And, of course, the fact that we had, what, four, five, six straight days of all-time new contract highs in the live cattle market. Feeder cattle closed at new highs. So, I mean, we're up at some stratospheres, you know, as far as the cattle markets are concerned. You know, hedge selling has to be part of this, you know, that helped pull it down, but technical selling as well. And then, cash traded well this week, so that's continuing to keep it strong. But, you know, we also have the cattle inventory report that's coming out this afternoon, which is expected to be friendly. But overall, you know, we had a good cattle on feed report, which pushed the market. We've gained over $10 in about 4 days time frame in the cattle market. So seeing some profit taking would not be out of line.
Reuters is reporting that those tariffs may be pushed back to March 1st, but that has yet been unconfirmed at this point.
Controversy has swirled around President Trump's choice to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Farm Journal's Ag Economist's monthly monitor survey said 90% of those polled believe RFK would be negative for agriculture. Senator John Hoeven said he spent a lot of time talking to him about the importance of production agriculture to our food supply.
Farming and ranching, we need to be able to engage in practices that make it work. And that means we've got to be able to use chemicals, whether it's fertilizer, pesticides, and those kind of things. And, you know, he said, well, you know, it wasn't his intent to try to impede that, that that's not something he would regulate at HHS. Obviously, that's a USDA issue.
Hovind talked about the negative impact the Obama administration had over dietary guidelines.
When Michelle Obama was, you know, in the White House, she had a very prescriptive, a dietary guideline program that really got a lot that didn't work. They got a lot of pushback, not only from the school nutritionists, but the kids themselves. And so it's through those dietary guidelines, and that can be a real problem. And you know, not just for farmers and ranchers, but for school kids, nutritionists, and so forth as well. And this one-size-fits-all overly prescriptive does not work.
Hovind said he was assured that Kennedy wants the American public to have information and to make their own choices.
The ethanol industry believes newly confirmed EPA Chief Lee Zeldin will support its key priorities, despite his past criticism of ethanol. Troy Bredenkamp of the Renewable Fuels Association noted that during his confirmation, Zeldin acknowledged his new role under President Trump, who strongly backs ethanol and E15.
So what we heard at the confirmation hearing was a guy that said, you know, I may have not always been the most supportive person in the past, but I know who I work for, and that's Donald J. Trump, and he is a supporter of ethanol and E15, so I'm going to be that as well.
Zeldin told senators that year-round ethanol sales would be up to Congress. Meanwhile, Bredenkamp said Trump's push to extend his 2017 tax cuts could impact the Inflation Reduction Act funding, including the 45Z sustainable aviation fuel tax credits.
It looks like of the tax cuts that are in place for IRA and what the Trump administration has weighed in on, 45Z and a couple others seem to be ones that they're willing to at least take another look at.
On the Biden-era tailpipe emissions rule, which the ethanol industry sees as an EV mandate, Bredenkamp expects the Zeldin-led EPA to pause its implementation and begin a full rewrite. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. U.S. Class 1 railroads originated 24,400 grain car loads during the week ending January 18th. That is a 5% decrease from the previous week, but 28% more than a year ago. The average February shuttle secondary rail car bids offers were $166 above tariff, $59 more than the previous week, but $347 lower than the same week last year. Barged grain movement totaling 652,000 tons, 52% more than the previous week and 91% more than a year ago. The rate for shipping a metric ton of grain from the U.S. Gulf to Japan was $45.25, down 1% from the previous week. The rate from the Pacific Northwest to Japan was $26.25 per metric ton. That's unchanged from the previous week.
USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will conduct the cash rents and leases survey starting February 3rd. The survey provides the basis for estimates of the current year's cash rents paid for pasture and cropland. The data collected from the survey gives landowners a useful tool in negotiating cash rents and making other business decisions. The data is also used in the Farm Service Agency Conservation Reserve Program as an alternative soil rental rate prior to finalizing new rates each year.
The Watertown Winter Farm Show is coming up in a couple of weeks. Watertown Chamber of Commerce Director of Ag Engagement, Mackenzie Reese, shares some of the details of this year's farm show.
The 80th Annual Watertown Winter Farm Show is February 12th through the 15th here in Watertown, held at the Coddington County Extension Complex. We have free admission every day, free shuttle services to help you get to and from the buildings. We have about 186 cattle going to be coming through the barn this year. We have an Angus show that happens on Wednesday starting at 9 a.m., followed by the South Dakota Hereford Association sale. At noon, we do a dedication to the farm show. Our dedicatees this year are Tom Engelbretson and Gail Philippek, who are both lifelongers of the Watertown Winter Farm Show. Followed by the dedication on Wednesday the 12th is our Angus sale and our Hereford Association sale.
And a variety of cattle sales and shows are on the schedule.
Jumping into Thursday, February 13th, we have our South Dakota Charlet sale, Maine and Jew, and Shorthorn sale, or shows, I'm sorry, those are the shows, and those will start at 9 a.m. And then at 12:30 will be our sales, and those will be followed South Dakota Charlet, Maine Anjou, and then Shorthorn. We have 150 vendor booths that we'll set up in our three locations and over in the field house. We encourage everybody to check those out. Lots of fun things. Everything is online at www.watertownwinterfarmshow.com. And I do want to mention we also have the state crop show that is scheduled for Monday, February 10th as well out at the Extension office.
Not as much fall fertilizer got put down as expected in the Glenburn, North Dakota area. Dakota Agronomy Partners Glenburn location manager Zach Mell says that'll create a bit of pressure next spring.
It ended up being pretty dry. We didn't get near as much put on as we would like to. If we would have caught just one rain, I think we would have seen a lot more acres applied. But just with the lack of rainfall, we didn't get much put on. So it's going to put a little extra strength on spring. So
Mel says most farmers are sticking to their rotation plans right now.
Commodity prices are driving a lot of it. I think we will probably start to see a shift into a little bit more soybeans. And the next month, I think, will be the telltale sign of what gets put in the ground. There's still some indecision out in the countryside. I think you're going to see a few more pea acres and sunflower acres. Lentils kind of seem to be capped to a sense around here just with what contracts guys can get. But peas and sunflowers will be up.
The Northern Corn and Soybean Expo will be held at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo next Tuesday. North Dakota Soybean Council Director of Industry Relations Craig Cleven previews the event.
The venue is great. The parking is awesome. The farmers love that, be able to drive up almost basically the door, right, and walk across the parking lot. It's all on one level right in there. But, yeah, a lot of great speakers. Jacob Shapiro there in the geopolitical aspect of it. We've got a person from Delta Airlines that's going to be there to talk about SAF, the Sustainable Aviation Fuel. And also from Clean Fuels Alliance America, Corianne Wynn, she's going to talk about that whole market and how the biodiesel and renewable diesel market works in that western part of the United States.
County elections will also be taking place soon.
Those ballots will be mailed out the end of February, or roughly around the 18th of February. So be looking for that blue envelope. And the people in Richland County and Barnes County, Trail and Grand Forks County. And then
you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Let's catch up with Ag Week editor Michael Johnson. Michael, what do you have for us in the cover of Ag Week?
This week's Ag Week cover story takes a look inside Loon Liquors Organic Distillery in Northfield, Minnesota. I visited with Mark Schiller and Simeon Rossi about their adventure, which began in 2011 and has expanded production several times of their certified organic spirits. I met with the two while at the Minnesota Organic Conference and also chatted with the farmers that have partnered with Loon Liquors to make sure they have plenty of organic wheat and barley to keep making their distilled drinks. Brian Lips was able to leave his job in town to focus full-time on farming thanks to the partnership. And his wife Tammy even helps with the bottling of the beverages at the distillery. So it's really neat how this small business and small farm have been able to grow together and help each other maintain strength in their markets. While at the conference, the founders mentioned that they're always looking for more locally sourced egg goods, and they can add to their expansive drink offerings with these specialty crops. Those specialty crop growers in the state may find they have what this business is in need of. I dive into the process deeper in the story, as well as give mention to the latest expansion project at Loon Liquors, which is giving way to a new facility planned to open in fall 2025.
Sounds interesting, Michael. Looking forward to reading about it in next week's Ag Week.
March wheat Minneapolis down 5.5 cents, 6.14¾. March wheat Chicago 8¾ lower, 5.57¾. Kansas City's March hard red winter wheat's down a dime, 5.78¼. March corn down 8 cents, 4.82¼. March soybeans down 1¾ cents, 10.42¼. In Winnipeg, March canola is down $4.70 per metric ton at $635.50 Canadian. On the cattle side, February live cattle down a nickel, $204.42. March feeders sitting at $275.12, up $1.97. February lean hogs down 15 cents, $84.22. April lean hogs down $1.42, $90.47. May lean hogs down $1.37 at $94.22. Have a great weekend out there, everybody. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.